The British Parliament was scheduled to debate a set of amendments to the Health and Social Care Bill, which would require any pre-abortion counseling to be provided by independent agencies instead of abortion providers. Archbishop Peter Smith, the chairman of the Department for Christian Responsibility and Citizenship at the Bishops' Conference for England and Wales, says pre-abortion counseling should be independent of abortion providers, properly resourced, and allow alternatives to abortion to be fully explored. Niall Gooch, education and research officer at the pro-life charity Life, told Charles Collins women need an independent voice when being counseled on abortion.
So this amendment is part of the Health and Social Care Bill, but the amendment was introduced by an MP called Nadine Dorris, who's a Conservative, and what it says is that women who are going to have an abortion, if they choose to have some counselling before they make their decision, then the counselling should be independent of the abortion provider. So the charity or the clinic or the company that are doing the abortion shouldn't be also responsible for counselling pregnant women who are thinking of having an abortion with them. And so in practice, that would mean that counselling services like maybe like Life or similar organisations like Care Confidential, who are another Christian counselling organisation, would take up some of the cases of the women who choose to have that independent counselling. So it wouldn't make counselling compulsory. All it means is that women who did choose to have counselling would have independent counselling away from the place where they're going to have the abortion.
Why is this independent counselling so important?
Well, for us, we do a lot of counselling of women both before and after abortion. And one of the things that a lot of women who've had abortions with us say is that when they were going through the process before they had an abortion, they felt very rushed and they felt as if it was all part of a sort of conveyor belt. And what we think one of the benefits of independent counselling would be that takes them out of that situation. It takes them off the conveyor belt. It takes them out of that kind of process, gives them a bit more time and space to think through some of their options, maybe to think about alternatives to having the abortion. But that's the main thing, that it really just takes counselling out of the context of being part of a process and focuses it back on that woman and her situation, because it's sort of getting to grips with her individual case that's the key to counselling. And often, as well, in our experience, the counselling and consultation offered by abortion clinics isn't particularly thorough or effective. So, for example, one of the main abortion clinics here in London only has 1 hour of counselling available per week for all the women who come to that clinic for abortion. So we think there's a significant failure of the women who are going through this process. They're not having enough time to really think about their decision.